we go. It's the Dying Scene Radio Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Bobby, did you go to the WrestleMania this weekend? What's going on over there?
No, man. Hey, did WrestleMania happen? What's up with WrestleMania?
I think they had some kind of WrestleMania down here in Florida where I'm at. I don't know. I don't even pay attention to that nonsense.
You know, what I noticed on DyingScene.com is we are doing a lot of advertising for the WWE or whatever, some kind of professional wrestling.
Is that right?
Yeah, you didn't notice that?
I guess I missed that. Why are we doing that? Is it just like a pop-up ad?
No, it made me think, Bob, that perhaps those people, those individuals that listen to punk rock music and love it so, perhaps they also enjoy professional wrestling. And I will definitely go out and tell you right now that when I was a kid, I was a total wrestling nerd. Doink the Clown, Hulk Hogan, Jake the Snake, you name it. We're from Tampa. We have them living around us. Right, Bob?
Yeah, I grew up with the earlier generation stuff, listening to Gordon Solie commentate and Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes. Old school.
But back in Tampa, you know, so many wrestlers are from there. I remember going to see Sleepless in Seattle in the movies with my family, and Hulk Hogan was there, too. I remember that specifically.
That's like a weird, surreal story. First of all, the fact that you begun it with, I went and saw Sleepless in Seattle. We're not even going to go there. Bobby.
Bob, you never met any pro wrestlers living out in Tampa?
There's tons of pro wrestlers that are out here. I don't really run in the circles of the pro wrestlers, though.
Macho Man used to live across the street from my friend growing up.
Macho Man died in, what was he, Pinellas Park, you know, had a heart attack and crashed his car right down the street from here. 20 miles,
really?
Maybe? Of course. Yeah, look it up. I'm sure it's on Wikipedia.
That's how it happened? I didn't realize.
Yeah, he died. He had a heart attack and basically, you know, crashed his car, you know, minor accident, but had a heart attack and died. Ate too many Slim Jims. Stepped That's into crazy. An early grave. Well, that and the steroids. Bobby, are we talking pro wrestling here, or are we talking punk rock?
You're right, Bob. Let's talk about punk rock music, man. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, man. It's cool. What's going on this week, man? How you been?
I'm doing well, man. It's, you know.
You got somebody in a figure four leg lock over there? You got them tied down?
That's right. This week's sponsor, FatEnzo.com, is the shit.
Fat Enzo Custom T-Shirts. It's not your grandpappy's custom shirt shop. It's made in a sweatshop in New York City. FatEnzo.com.
What the hell happened this week? You know what, Bob? What do? We talked to, not Tenacious D. No, we talked to Tartar Control. That crazy band that I mentioned, I think last week, where we talked about how they were coming out with another record soon. They're releasing it April 6th. So, Bob, you and I, we Skyped with these guys straight from South Central Los Angeles.
We connected the dots in America and pretty much covered all the bases. Those folks over there in South Central Los Angeles, you up there in Fairfield County, Connecticut, me down here in the dirty South. So we had all sections of the U.S. map covered.
We did, Bob.
It was awesome talking to the guys. Those guys.
Sean and Robert, the punk rock missionaries, along with the trusty robot named Robot.
Well, you'll be checking out more of that story coming up very soon. Stick around for that. In the meantime, Bobby,
let's do one news story really quick.
All right, let's just get it on then.
All right, Bob. One thing is Mike Ness, Social Distortion founder and singer, revealed that he has a few projects in the works, such as a new Social D album, his next solo album, and an autobiography. Bob, isn't that great? He's writing an autobiography.
Everybody else is, and why not? It's, you know, let's hear about his life. Maybe if you're an avid reader, you want to know these things. And maybe if you're not a reader, you can watch the documentary.
That's right. At least you can watch the documentary. There was a documentary. Oh, I might as well just skip to that in the news. The legendary Decline of Western Civilization documentary finally gets commercial release date. Bob, have you ever heard of this documentary, The Decline of Western Civilization?
Of course. I watched it 20 years ago at least. I don't know. Wasn't that a Penelope Spears flick? It was put together, done documentary style. Yeah, man, absolutely.
Are you serious? You're not just putting one on right now, staying in character as the all-knowledgeable Bob, like Tartar Control stays in character? Two Mormon missionaries on a punk rock fucking...
While you're rambling on over there, Bobby Pickles, I watched The Decline of the Western Civilization Part 2. The part that sticks out the best with me was Chris Holmes of Wasp lounging in his pool and drinking beer, and his mom was drinking something off to the side. Can't remember what. And he was just talking about how he loved his life and he was living it up. There's a lot of stuff in that movie. I mean, honestly, I saw it a long time ago. It's old. It's been out for a while. Finally, it's seen the day.
Yeah, well, basically, Shout Factory, they've announced on June 30th a release date for all three documentaries which chronicle the early West Coast punk scene, the 80s metal scene, and the gutter punk scene, in that order. Pre-orders for all three as a set are available at shoutfactory.com. They're offering both on DVD and Blu-ray, and the films are newly restored and presented in high definition. And the release bundle features commentary from Dave Grohl, because seriously, why wouldn't Dave Grohl be featured on there?
That's right. You know what? Absolutely. And you know what? It came out first. It was on VHS, and then it was on DVD. Now it's on Blu-ray, and it's just buy more shit, Bobby. It's update and carry on with the old. Out with the old and in with the new, but make it the old stuff. Buy more shit. Bobby, I got a brand new track here. It's from the Resignators, the Australian ska punk band. They just released a new EP this past week. It's called Fish Out of Water. And you can listen to the whole thing here on Dying Scene, and appropriately called Buy More Shit, the Resignators on Dying Scene Radio.
The Ripper representing the Dwarves, and you're tuned to the sounds of Dying Scene Radio.
Yeah.
right there was the Vancouver, Canada skate punk band called Ellesmere. They just launched a new sale from their merch store. They're offering up a brand new track previously unreleased for those that can help with a little bit of cash assistance. Help fund the band, get them into the studio. They're trying to get in there starting on May 8th to follow up on their highly anticipated 2013 debut, Bale City. That came out right here on our very own Dying Scene Records. That track right there was the lead track from that album, Bale City. Cool stuff, man.
Yeah, everybody tries to go the crowdfunding route nowadays, Bob.
Yeah, why the fuck did I play that song? I didn't realize it was an old song, man.
Bob, we're supposed to be premiering new music. Why did you pick that song from 2013?
Well, you know what, man? It came out on Dying Scene Records. The fact that they're offering up a previously unreleased track with the larger purchases, maybe they'll send us a copy.
Yeah, you're either a sycophant or... you're losing it. Either one.
You could have made me break out the dictionary over here.
Sycophant. A sycophant is somebody who works for somebody and then kisses their ass and shit like that.
You think that's me? Okay. No.
I'm making a joke. I'm just making a joke, Bob.
Okay. Gotcha.
Come on.
Gotcha.
All right. Listen. Let me spice it up with a little bit of news, Bob. How about this? We'll make it fun. You could yell at me for bringing up some kind of pop punk shit. I got something for you. How about Sum 41? Remember that band, the little tykes back in the day? They've announced that they'll be performing at this year's Alternative Press Music Awards, which will take place on July 22nd in Cleveland, Ohio. This will be the band's first show back following the recovery of frontman Derek Whibley, who nearly drank himself to death in early 2014. Whoa! He nearly drank himself to death, Bob.
Bobby,
Wikipedia that, please.
Bobby, he's Canadian, and the Canadians like to drink. Okay, let's just face fact.
How would he drink it? What?
He's just Canadian. What? You know, I had the original guitar player for Sum 41, Dave Brownsound, right here in this very garage where I broadcast from. Cool guy, man. I heard lots of stories about Derek and his drinking, but I'm not going to repeat any of those here. But let's just say he drank himself nearly to death, and he's Canadian. Canadians like to drink, Bobby. We've discussed this before.
Jeez, okay, Bob. I mean, a lot of people like to drink. And, you know, beer store is beautiful. Anyway, all right, Sum 41's latest album, Screaming Bloody Murder, was released 2011, man, March 2011. So it's been a little while. And
let's talk real quick about Sum 41 again.
I wanted to talk about it.
He's not married to Avril Lavigne anymore, is he? I don't think he is, because now I think that she's banging the guy from Nickelback. Which is, that's weird, you know, you go from the Sum 41
what
guy.
What are you talking about, Bob? Nickelback?
I'm talking about Avril Lavigne, if you want to get down to brass tacks, but...
Yeah, but Avril Lavigne, you can say what you want, she's fucking hot, right?
Yeah, but she's banging... But she bangs the guy from Nickelback,
loser.
Come on.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's so disgusting, dude.
No wonder she has no career.
Hey, Bob, let me ask you a question. Did you happen to see the NoFX Decline Symphony Orchestra thing that was on DyingScene.com this week?
I haven't seen it yet, but I saw that it was on there, and I want to get to it. But the thing with the Decline is it's such a long opus, like 18 minutes long. I'm not sure if I can take 18 minutes of violin and cello and the like. I am going to definitely check it out because it's very cool, and I like it when people could take a song and make it completely different like that.
If that was punk rock and it was 18 minutes long, how long is this one? Actually, let me check that right now. 19 minutes and 56 seconds.
There you go.
It's close.
Yep, so...
Basically, just to let everybody know, you know, who hasn't seen it, it's an orchestra of 50 musicians. They turn NoFX's epic, The Decline, into a punk rock symphony in honor of the 15th anniversary of its release. A man by the name of Baz, B-A-Z, who also performs with French ska punk band P.O. Box, was in charge of the project. He wrote the orchestral arrangement and gathered the musicians to play it live once and totally for free, just for the cause.
The cause!
The fruits of his
labor. Doing it Whoa. For the cause! It's a NoFX track right there. Just doing
That's
it for
right,
the cause.
Bob. Well, anyway, the fruits of his labor are quite impressive, and you can check it out on DyingScene.com. They got it up there. It's interesting to see.
I'll certainly check it out, man. Thanks for the heads up on that, Bobby.
Cool, bro. What else is interesting?
I said we're going to hit it on into the next segment of music is what I say that we roll on into, man. Because what
that
I got right
smart.
Here, man, is I got this brand new track. Is it even out yet? No.
That was an interesting noise you just made.
This next track is from the long-running Philadelphia folk punk act called Mischief Brew. Mischief Brew, they've given us a taste of this upcoming record they've got coming out. The new record is called This Is Not For Children, and it's called No Candlesticks. You're going to think this is totally kick-ass, bro. Mischief Brew, Dying Scene Radio.
Mischief Brew. lap. Been a ride without a map. Somehow always find my way back in. Two chickens, two treat. Losers never cheat. It was pretty, but hey, a win's a win. Riding at the clocks.
Dying Scene Radio.
Rejection. That there was the Colorado Oi-based band called 99 Bottles. They just released a new music video for their song called Working Drunk, and the tune appears on their upcoming self-titled record. Check out the video here on DyingScene.com, and there's no word on when the record comes out, so that's what you call a pre-release.
Bob, thanks for that interjection. Now let's talk to Tartar Control. Yay!
Woo!
That was fantastic.
Radio. Hey guys.
Look at this, man. We've got two Mormons and a robot.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys? Hello, bearded. Oh, thank you, robot.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Can you guys turn down your microphone a little bit? We're somehow getting some feedback.
Oh, we're sorry. Here, I'll turn it down a little bit. It's actually our speaker, I believe, that's facing cool. at you. How's now?
It's robot.
Are we live right now?
Well, I mean, technically, yes, but really, no. That we're only live to ourselves. It says live up there, so we'll be editing this part out.
Cool. You should keep the part where we're adjusting microphones. Everybody loves listening to that.
Then let's just do that, then. We'll roll with it, man.
Is that better?
No, you guys are really technologically disadvantaged here.
Is that better?
Better? Yeah, that's actually a lot better.
It was our speaker.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, guys. It's the Dying Scene Radio Show. We have Tartar Control from Los Angeles, California, South Central. Welcome, man. What's going on?
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I'm most intrigued by the robot that you have right there. First of all, my question is, last I heard he was a 2.0. Have you guys upgraded to the 3.0 version yet?
No, still 2.0 at the moment.
Okay.
We're working on 3.0, and he'll have different features. He's all ready. We just have to find the time to rebuild him.
So you guys are a punk rock band, two Mormon missionaries, and a robot who plays bass and drums. You're about to release your new record on April 6th. Tell us a little bit about the new record coming out. Crack, Jesus, murder, sodomy, ingesting petrol. I mean, how do you guys come up with these insanely brilliant song topics?
That's all the first album. This new one has a lot of things, like there's a song about dinosaurs, and there's a song about Pokemon.
Pokemon is featured prominently in our album as well.
There's a song about certain body parts of the Lord.
Yes.
There is a song all in Spanish.
He learned Spanish for this album.
Now, when you learn Spanish for the album, is that South Central slang, or is that something that's more traditional, like south of the border in Mexico?
It is the King's Spanish. To be honest, I still don't know what I'm saying when I sing it.
Yeah.
I know a few things. I took 3 years of Spanish 1, and the best I can do is cuss out a Mexican on a job site.
I see. That sounds very rude of you.
Well, you know, with a name like Bob Noxious, you know, it's not because I'm the nicest guy in the world. I try to be. I have a good heart, you know, until the fatty acids and the things I shouldn't be eat kill me. Then my heart's no good anymore.
Like a biker with a heart of gold. Is Noxious a Swedish last name?
Yes, it is. It's Borgen.
Oh.
Like the Swedish chef, Borgen Bergen Bergen.
That, by the way, is the King's Swedish.
You guys are from Salt Lake City originally, so that makes me have lots and lots of questions. But you guys came with the Lord as young boys, and then you followed him to South Central as missionaries, correct?
That's correct.
How many years ago has it been, and what's the ultimate goal?
Well, back in 2012, the ultimate goal was the rapture, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So we've had to kind of readjust.
That's true.
It was Y2K before that. You know, there's always been some sort of...
There's always an apocalypse on the verge of happening.
And we're hoping.
One day. Fingers crossed.
You're
some
gonna
days it's going to come down and sort them out. We're just waiting.
Guys, you're two Mormon missionaries on a mission in South Central Los Angeles, just like Bob here said. I'm sure you get plenty of practice preaching the good news to all the godless miscreants out there. Could you show us some of your skills? Maybe spit a little game? Because Bob is a total sinner. And, hey, maybe you could save him from eternal damnation.
Oh, sure. Bob, what would you say is your favorite sin?
Oh, there's too many to list. If I had to prioritize, let me see. I've been called a womanizer. I like to party. I don't know if it's all a sin, though, because I'm having a good time. Am I going to go to hell for having a good time?
Well, yes, unfortunately, you are. But really, the ultimate gratification is in repentance. I don't know if you knew that.
So if I come unto you and confess my sins?
No, that's too Catholic for us, really.
No, we're not Catholic.
Okay, maybe that's how I grew up. The Mormons confuse me. You guys have, like, multiple wives and stuff, right?
No, that used to be the case, but there was a big schism in the church, and the mainstream Latter-day Saints do not abide by that anymore.
Okay, that's cool. I can dig it.
What about personally? I mean, isn't there two factions still that do believe in polygamy? Do you side with or against the polygamists? What about the robot?
Robot's not a Mormon.
Not?
Robot! My goodness. All right, yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Robot doesn't subscribe to any belief system.
I don't think we're talking about me.
No, we are. We're actually talking about you.
Right now, they're talking about your belief system.
Anybody happen to see that Going Clear documentary, that new HBO documentary about Scientology?
I've not had the chance to watch it.
We don't have it. Yo.
If HBO decides to turn its aim on Mormonism, you guys are totally fucked. Actually, robots and aliens go kind of hand in hand. Perhaps Scientology would be a better fit. Would you ever consider converting?
I'll take that as a no for the robot.
I think that's right there.
Jesus.
Robot gets flatulent occasionally, and he does. It's powerful loud.
A lot of times, we'll find a can of Four Loko in his chassis, and I will clean them out weekly, and usually that's when that happens. So,
today I stopped a cockfighting ring and freed 10 chickens into the LA River.
Yeah, really?
I'm trying to spread salmonella to Santa Monica.
Oh, I get it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Back on track, though. Your question was about a documentary about Mormonism, perhaps?
I was just thinking that maybe Scientology would be a better suit. Robots and aliens seems to go kind of hand in hand. Would you ever consider converting to another faith, maybe Scientology or something like that? I don't know.
Why convert when there are all the other ones aren't real?
I know. I feel like we really lucked out and got the perfect one right from our birth and raising, honestly.
It's hard to hit a bullseye right when you're born, but we got
it happened. We just got it. So.
All the fuzzy bunnies in my head are telling me I have to kill you dead. All the fuzzy bunnies in my heart are saying I should tear your ass apart. This is pure poetry, fellas. Who's the lyrical genius behind this rhetoric? Is it a combined effort?
It's the both of us. Both Robert and I, we write the lyrics. I do the music and help program Robot, and Robot is sassy and makes us uncomfortable. But in terms of the lyric writing on that one, I think it was me on that one.
So, Robert, do you play any instruments other than the windpipes?
I play only the windpipes and the cartwheel mobile.
That's right. And the crowd surfing. You love that, huh?
I just like having a good time and being physically fit.
Sinner.
Oh. Being physically fit is a sin? I don't think so.
Well, no. See, I said earlier that I just like to have a good time, and is that a sin? And as Robert just said, he likes to have a good time. So I said he must be a sinner too.
I'm going to wager that our versions of a good time are a little bit different from each other.
Okay. We could probably agree with that.
Are you into whole milk and a good night's sleep?
Well, if it's straight from the jug, possibly, yes. And a good night's sleep, or do you mean waking up after passing out?
Well, if it's at 9 p.m., we can call it even.
Yeah, that's what time I'm usually, you know, kind of just getting revved up. Is that what time you're going to bed?
I try to. When we play shows, we're often up very, very late.
I think I heard that you guys were taunted to come into a punk rock club, and is that how you guys kind of got your fix on punk rock?
Way back in Salt Lake City, yeah.
Long time ago. They
welcomed us. They were inviting.
Yeah, I don't think it wasn't taunted.
What made you want to stay at a dirty punk rock club? Were you trying to convert? Did you have some people who accepted your Lord and Savior, and that's why you kept going back? Were you guys keeping score?
Honestly, at the time, this was before our mission, and Sean and I were in a dual a cappella group. We called ourselves the Smiths,
but the name had been taken.
Right, and that's unfortunate. You know, the Smiths, you know, a great, you know, what would you even classify that as? 80s or something, 90s alternative.
Had no idea.
Parked themselves outside of venues, and that's where we found the Burt's Tiki Lounge, and that's where we were, I guess, coerced in. And
initially, it was an effort to convert and to reach out to the punk community. But what wound up happening, guys, is that the punk community converted us.
They converted us.
You see.
We turned you out. That's great. The results are fantastic. Who irons you guys' shirts? Do you guys have a...
Ourselves?
Really? Is it like an every morning thing? Like you wake up,
We have competitions. So far, I am ahead this week.
Yeah.
It's a timing thing. Whoever has the straightest creases in the least amount of time...
I trumped through most of 2014, though.
I was 2013's winner.
Yeah.
Where do you guys find your shirts at? Is there like a certain place you go to through the church, or is it something you just get at Walmart?
Oh, no. There is a place called Uniformal Warehouse where you can order. We both wear the Martino collection.
Yes, this is the Martino collection that we're wearing right now.
And you can order them online. They come already folded in the cardboard covers. Mm-hmm. Great.
A lot of safety pins.
You have to be careful because they'll poke you in the neck.
Yeah.
What do you guys wear when you're not wearing the white? Like if you're just lounging around the house. You're at home. It's Monday. It's just an easy day. There's not much else going on.
I think you caught us in our loungewear.
This is it.
You caught us at a lounging time. I mean, we weren't...
Yeah, we don't have our sweaters on or anything. I feel a little underdressed, honestly.
It's cold in here. We don't pay for a heat.
One thing I've noticed on some job sites is painters always wear white, too. Are there any famous painters within the Mormon community?
Oh, Carl?
No, Smith.
Oh, Carl Smith.
No, it's not Smith. It's Carl Bilkington.
We know one guy who paints.
He painted a mural across 9th Street over by where we're from, over in the middle of the avenue. There's a giant wall. He built a giant mural of Jesus' second coming. He's kind of a local legend.
If you're listening out there, we love you, man.
Shout out! First-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, the video that you guys funded through Indiegogo, the pilot, who did the artwork in that? By the way, fantastic video. I loved it.
The artwork in the second part of the
animated sequence?
That was both of us. I drew all the artwork, and Sean...
Made it move with the After Effects.
Yeah, we kind of both combined did all the animation.
Very humble of you guys not to take the credit when I initially had asked you guys if there were any great artists within the Mormon community. That's good stuff, guys. I really enjoyed the video, and it's fantastic.
You never saw Carl's mural. Like, it's really good.
It's pretty excellent.
Sometimes murals in inner cities, the perspective is horrible, and they look kind of cartoony and liney. Carl really...
He
hit it on the head.
He
it was like opening...
Chiriascura. He incorporated pastels. He incorporated found objects that were in the community that he mounted on the wall.
Yeah, it was really... He incorporated all the Jews in the Second Coming, all Native Americans. Like, it was spread out over a vast plateau, and Zion in the background. It was really good.
We can't say enough good stuff about Carl.
And that was that in the SLC?
It's still there. I think so. I think you might be able to Google map it.
Yeah.
Guys, do you ever get over to the East Coast?
No.
No, not yet.
Are there any plans on doing that, or no? Not yet.
More and more people are asking us to go to the East Coast. We don't have any plans yet. We've talked about going across the bottom of the country, all the way to Florida, or going up to Vancouver, Seattle, that sort of West Coast trip. Last year we went to Toronto. We performed at North by Northeast, though, so that's as far east as we've ever gone.
How about travel with Robot? Is that challenging in any way?
The TSA was a little upset that we brought him on the plane to Canada this last year.
He wouldn't fit through all of the metal detectors, so we had to open up, take out all of his parts, and put them back in Los Angeles, Calgary, and then Toronto.
Yeah.
And also, we had stored various merchandise items we brought, and so he was lighter when we brought him back because we had sold some things at our shows, but the TSA in Canada almost didn't let him back because they said he was too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there for an extra long time, and finally, we coerced them into letting us through.
Because I have to go to school, that's what's intact. Because I have to go to work, I smoke some crack. Because the principal's a fool, I smoke some crack. Because my boss is such a jerk, I smoke some crack. Smoking crack, I am smoking crack. Smoking crack, I am smoking crack. Because I don't obey the law, I smoke some crack. Because I'm not a bad cop, I smoke some crack. Because I wanna talk to God, I smoke some crack. Because I wanna have a drug, I smoke some crack. Smoking crack, I am smoking crack. Smoking crack, I am smoking crack.
Yeah, man, that's some good times right there. That's from the debut record of our good friends over there, Tartar Control, man. Smoking Crack. How about it, Bobby Pickles?
Yeah, man, and cinematically, that comes off great too, man. You guys got to check out the video for that if you think it's a funny song.
I spent quite some time on the internet prior to that interview and afterwards as well, watching their videos. These guys are very talented comedians and film majors. I'm sure they've been to some sort of school for it. It's fantastic. High quality stuff.
Yeah, they do all their own editing and stuff like that. Bob, I watched every single video on their YouTube page. Every single one. They have a series of questions called Ask Tartar Control. And I think there's like 11 or 12 videos. Ask Tartar Control. Hilarious, bro. Oh, my God. The one about if they really are Mormons. Everybody needs to check that out. Their answer is hilarious. Basically, to paraphrase, well, just like Indians are really Jewish, so the answer is yes, or something like that.
Which is entirely not the case. Who knows?
Yeah, so who knows? It's all shtick. Right, Bob?
No way, man. And we've just become a religious show.
Listen, Bob, do you feel swayed at all to accept the Lord as your personal savior?
If I could come onto the Lord?
That was so funny there. You're using some of the language. Bob, did you grow up Catholic?
I'm about as non-religious as you can be. I was just trying
to... But you said something about Catholicism within the interview. I can't remember exactly where.
Trust me, you don't want to have any religious conversations with me. You will leave offended.
Well, Bob, we're talking about punk rock music and separation of church and state, Bob. You know?
How about the separation from Jim Morrison?
Bob, I want to hit you up with some news, man, really quick. I got two pieces of news for you. Two different bands that did this. And I just thought it was interesting, so I threw it in the news this week. You know how we always been talking about these bands that they constantly just break up, man? Nobody could even make it even past their initial record, right?
I believe it's become a curse. If you get featured on Dying Scene Radio, your band breaks up shortly thereafter. Rotting Out. We had them on a playlist a couple weeks ago.
Exactly, Bob. Rotting Out. We had them on our playlist a couple weeks ago. And after 7 long years together, the Los Angeles band decided to throw in the towel, man, offering little info on why they're breaking up. Here's what the singer, Walter Delgado, had to say. Rotting Out broke up last Sunday. Thanks to anyone who ever cared. It was a great ride and privilege. Don't ask why. Thank you, everyone.
Well, that's short and sweet. Yeah.
Right to the point, right, Bob?
Let's just not beat around the bush, all right? The band broke up, and at the moment, we're not really friends even right now. So thanks, everybody, for coming out.
Right. Another band that we featured recently, Bob, was this band called Kill Lincoln. And actually, we didn't really talk about it on that episode. I wanted to talk more about it because they just came out with a video. I'm glad this actually happened, although with the circumstances, though. But I did want to mention that the video was great because it like features this guy who just keeps skanking the entire time. Like, he wakes up in the morning, he's like brushing his teeth, he's skanking on his way to work, he's like skanking all throughout his work day. It's a pretty interesting video, and we never got to talk about it because we got sidetracked, we're talking about something else or whatever. But these guys too, man, Washington D.C. ska punks Kill Lincoln just recently announced they will unfortunately be going on an indefinite hiatus following the tour they are currently on, stating that it wasn't an easy call for any of us to make. It's one that's been in process for a long while, but it's the best thing for us right now. The band's statement can be read in full on DyingScene.com. Look at all these bands, Bob. They can't even make it.
It's the curse of Dying Scene Radio. Bands, would you like to get featured on Dying Scene Radio? Send us your stuff.
Bob, I thought of a better name for it. You know how it's the curse of the great Bambino? It's
right.
The curse of the punk bandino. I don't know.
Dying Scene Radio, guaranteed to break your band up.
That's right. Yeah, man, don't get featured on Dying... Oh, shit. Should we even be talking about this?
We'll fuck your girlfriend.
Shit, Jim Morrison was probably on Dying Scene Radio before he fucking died.
So anyway, Bobby, as we meander and wander down through our minds here, let's play some more music and let's get started. I got a brand new track here from a band called The Suzos. Guaranteed, once again, to offend maybe somebody's parents. This track here, it's called Fuck Jim Morrison. It makes me ask you, Bobby.
What?
Fuck Jim Morrison. See, there you go. I was going to ask you how you felt about that, because some people hold him in such high regard. You're already chiming in. What? Big fan you are, huh?
I got a Jim Morrison tattoo, bro. I love Jim Morrison.
Get out of here.
Are you serious? He's a poet. Who doesn't like Jim Morrison? Would you be such a scumbag to admit to me right now that you don't like Jim Morrison for some weird reason?
I'm going to be honest. I'm not really a fan, but I got a bigger question. The Jim Morrison tattoo, is that the one that you had covered up on Tattoo Nightmares?
No, I still have that one.
Hey, true story, listeners. Bobby Pickles was featured on an episode of Tattoo Nightmares.
No. It was America's Worst Tattoos on TLC.
My mistake. It was on America's Worst Tattoos.
Which, by the way, is such a negative title. Why don't they have America's Greatest Tattoo Mishaps or something? Like, why do you have to have America's Worst Tattoos? Worst is such a negative word, man.
The producers of that show obviously were a glasses half empty type of personality.
Absolutely. That's true.
Anyway, fuck Jim Morrison. This track right here is from the Chicago punk band called The Suzos. They got a new music video for the song, which was recorded, mixed, and mastered by Matt Allison, who's done a ton of bands. You factor in any band out of Chicago, and he's probably done, as well as, you know, Les and Jake. And his resume goes on and on. You want to know more about that guy, Wikipedia him. But the video, it's on Dying Scene, Bobby. And this track right here is called Fuck Jim Morrison. Suck it, Dying Scene Radio.
Andrew WK reminding you that you're tuned in and partying extraordinarily hard right here on Dying Scene Radio.
Fire is mine. Like a wanted man, I'll pull it wide in my mind. Like a wanted man, wrong, voting God, guilty from the
That was a brand new track from Zebrahead. Yeah, Zebrahead's got a brand new record. The song right there is called Devil on My Shoulder. It's from the Orange County punk alternative, whatever flavor of the week they plan on being, Zebrahead. Been a while, Bobby. They've got this new record coming out. Came out earlier this month, I guess. So go check it out, the video, and that was the song.
Bob, one thing I just wanted to mention, man, you know, about my revelation that I have a Jim Morrison tattoo. Please just let me make it clear that it's a lizard with a crown on top. It's not like a picture of Jim Morrison or anything weird like that. It's just a lizard.
That makes it easier to palate. Okay. You know, you talk about offending people by making songs about dead rock stars. I once wrote a song called Fuck Joey Ramone, and it was shortly after he died. And the caveat to that whole situation, Bobby, was every year there's this big Ramones tribute gig here in Florida. And that particular year, we were asked to play. And you just play, you know, your band, Ramones songs, however you want to do them. So we did our take on Ramones songs. And I wrote a song called Fuck Joey Ramone. Probably maybe a month or two after he died, people were pissed. Very pissed.
Bob Noxious, why would you do that?
Because I'm a dick.
What would possess you to do that? I mean, don't you have any respect for Joey Ramone? I'm just trying to really figure out why you would do that, honestly.
Of course, but you know, people always go and steal his street signs, too. I didn't mean it as any disrespect, believe it or not. It's more of a tribute. Kind of like if, you know, I might throw my beer on you if you were in a cool band. I might throw my beer on you, you know.
What the fuck? I guess so. I mean, it's punk rock to say fuck Joey Ramone, right?
Right, you know? Exactly.
And hey, that's how he lived, man, so he would probably celebrate that.
And not only I stole the music from Joey Ramone, it was to the tune of Beat on the Brat.
Fuck Joey Ramone.
Don't get me started.
I want to hear that in punk rock hillbilly style, you know? Don't you love the sound of a punk rock song done in bluegrass fashion? Is it just me or is it music to your ears?
It must be you, but I like some stuff that has the Americana folky feel. I gotta be in the right mood for it, just like anything, though, right?
Not me, man. I honestly, dude, I think there's a connection. Number one, I mentioned last week about my pop punk thing, pop punk, pop country, pop anything sucks. I actually like that old school country stuff, man, and bluegrass, especially. Bluegrass is awesome. I really do love bluegrass. And I think there's a connection between bluegrass and punk rock. Did you know that CBGBs stands for country, bluegrass, blue, and other music for uplifting gourmands? Did you know that?
CBGBOMFUG. Yeah, absolutely, man. I did know that.
You know, that tells you right there, man. There's a band called the Punk Rock Hillbilly. It's a group that covers your favorite Epiphat era punk songs, bluegrass style. They just released their debut album and are currently streaming the entire thing on dyingscene.com, so go check it out. It's pretty good. The album features covers of classic songs by bands such as NoFX, Lagwagon, and more. I'm not going to name the other ones because Bob will get upset with me.
No.
But two standout songs that were on there that I liked was Leave It Alone by NoFX and American Jesus by Bad Religion. I thought those were pretty awesome.
That sounds truly entertaining, and I'll be checking that out as well as the orchestrated version of The Decline, because who doesn't like a good skate punk rock song set to a different beat?
Absolutely, Bob. Bob, let me ask you a question. Do you know of a band called Much the Same?
Hence, I do not.
I don't know about them either, so I guess they're not news. Yeah, because I mentioned it, maybe whatever. Apparently, there's a band called Much the Same, and they've been on hiatus since 2007, and they just announced their reunion, and they posted a message on their Facebook page basically saying that they are officially back in action. Since Jevin lives in California now, we have recruited our old friend and Break the Silence drummer, Mike Ford, to join us. The two practices we've had went very well. We won't be touring again, but we'll play around the Chicago area from time to time. We'll be announcing a show soon, so keep an eye out for the news. Excited to play for you again. So, here's a story about some band in Chicago, man.
That's an uplifting story, Bobby. It's so much better than the usual chaos that you present to us about bands breaking up. So, finally,
Bob, we have some balance within the show. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. We have some bands breaking up. We have some bands getting back together, man. People die and then there's rebirth. The fucking hamster keeps going around the wheel 24/7, 365 days a goddamn year, Bob.
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus and please pass the peaches.
Hell yeah, Bobo.
Well, on that note, this next band is called Saints and Sinners. I figure with all this religious talk, Bobby, this band right here has got a brand new record out. I can't even remember where it came from. It's a split with somebody from somewhere. How's that for information? But this track right here, it's brand new. It's called When We Were Young, and it's right here on Dying Scene Radio.
This is Joe from the Queers. You're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Your love has really got me down. It's really got me down. It's really got me down. Stand up, stop parading it around. You're parading it around, and I really can't take it. Your love has really got me down. It's really got me down. It's really got me down.
I'm in jail.
me down. It's really got me down. It's really got me down. And your love is really got me down. It's really got me down. Shit. Your love.
Time for another Bob Interject Show.
Yeah, this is the Missouri Punk Trio Raggy.
I can't do that. That was the Missouri Punk Trio Raggy. He just released a brand new song called Parade It. Showing it all off like a little bitch in a dress. There you go, man. Raggy. Let's go ahead and check out the rest of this Tartar Control interview. And at the very backside of it, stick around. We're going to debut a brand new song called My God's Cock. Here's part two. Check it out. Now, as you guys spread your message and young audiences and listeners and ears can fall upon it, I will say that I let my young children watch the pilot episode, and they were amazed and shocked.
Oh, no. How old are they?
Well, let's see. I have a 9-year-old and a 12-year-old, but they really loved the animation. What? It was great, man. Oh, the looks on their faces were priceless.
Great. I find that there's a father. I'm glad they all loved it, though. It's great. Yeah.
I had a similar experience when I showed my cousin, Jessica. I said, take a look at this fine band. And after I played like 3 of your videos for her, she said, it's funny, but I don't know if I should laugh or be completely disturbed. And that's what I would expect from, I don't know, maybe a female's take on it. What do you guys think demographically? You get women who are into it as well?
In terms of the genders go, it's fairly even. I'm always surprised to see how many young children there are at our shows with their families who come from very far away to see us perform. And that is never not awkward. In this day and age, especially in Southern California, there seems to be more and more multi-generational punk rock families.
Yeah.
So oftentimes we will see like a 5-year-old resting on top of an old biker's shoulders and he's got a tiny mohawk and it's at a JFA show. It's fun. I'm glad everybody's having a good time.
Bob, it's kind of like Bill Manspeaker. It's that same kind of thing, right?
Well, he's like bringing his child around. Now the state of California is trying to take his child away. So I think the moral of that story is don't take your 18-month-old child on the road with you. And who knows what.
Is that the lead singer for Green Jello?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, we played a show with him, which he never showed up. Yeah, it was a few weeks ago.
What happened? Why didn't he show up?
I don't know.
Don't know.
He just never showed up. His band, who, when they were there, they played, but they played as some other band, which they play as when he is not there.
Right. Well, that's part of the Green Jello thing, is he has regional bands, and he boasts that he has a band in every state within the U.S., so he has 50 different versions of the band, and he gets local support, and they learn the songs. They only play 2 or 3 songs anyway. Just extended 20-minute versions of it.
Ah, that sounds like exactly what happened. Yeah.
Yes.
Good times for sure.
I just watched Martin Lawrence on an old Def Comedy Jam.
Oh.
Def Comedy Jam. I love it.
What's up?
Okay. Yeah.
Guys, I just wanted to focus in a little bit on this new record that you have releasing.
I get it. Sorry. I'm sorry.
What's up?
It comes out April 6th, and I'm pretty excited about it. Your last record had 30 tracks, man. Definitely sufficient for a punk album. Overachieving, actually. How many tracks are on this upcoming release?
21.
Slackers this time around.
As the first album, but with less tracks.
We made songs longer.
So with songs about dinosaurs and Pokemon and the Lord's body parts, what else?
There's also one about brushing your teeth.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so let's explain the importance of brushing your teeth, folks. Tartar Control, what do you guys recommend? 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this and that, but what do you guys recommend?
I try to rotate every time I go through a tube. Right now I'm on Crest. Next is Aquafresh. And then I go to Colgate. And then I start over again with Oral-B. Yeah.
What do you think about the Arm & Hammer brand? Which is personally what I like. I like it has the baking soda. Yes.
Baking soda will ruin a pinch.
just regular baking soda and water?
If you're in a jam.
Yeah, if right. you've got nothing else.
No flavor, fine. But it keeps the teeth, the pearly whites, shining.
You seem like a rough and tumble fella. You might be a baking soda kind of guy.
Well, like I said, I like the Arm & Hammer brand because it has baking soda. But, you know, I like a little bit. It's kind of chalky and it's kind of pasty. No, not by itself. I got to have it with the tube.
You look as though the type of fella who likes to man up when brushing his teeth.
I don't know what you mean by that, but okay, yeah.
He means, Bob, you have a beard.
Is that what it is? Okay. You should have seen it, fellas. I just shaved it a couple, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Really? That's 2 weeks?
Good work.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, I trimmed it down. It was burly. It was getting there. It was very mountain-esque.
I think if Sean and I both combined tried to grow one beard, we would get half of a beard.
I don't think I've ever seen a Mormon with a beard. Do you guys have a shaving policy?
Yeah. You never, never will.
No shaving policy.
We all shave.
Okay.
Yeah, that's our policy.
All right. Well, that's understandable. Then, so the uniforms, that's policy also.
Yes.
So I think when Bobby was asking, you know, like with Scientology, you guys like the Mormon uniform better.
It's very clean. And cleanliness is next to godliness.
I understand it.
These things easy, honestly, and we're kind of on duty all the time, so.
Also, you kind of feel like Batman or something when you open the closet and it's all the same shirt and the same pair of pants. I always get excited. I feel like
kind of a rush.
I had an opportunity to meet Andrew WK a couple of weeks ago, and he traditionally wears all white as well, but he's very much dingy, so he's a very positive person, but man, it seems when you say that cleanliness is next to godliness, that you would think that he's a sinner as dirty as he is.
I've never met him.
No, we haven't met him yet. I'm a big fan of his work towards partying.
Yeah, absolutely.
And his message has not been lost on me. When I heard him, I was in a really confused place in my life. But when the chorus starts with, party, 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 I'm going to have a party to party, it just frees you of whatever darkness that you're going through in your life.
That's the point of a party, is being free.
It's like brushing your teeth, but it's your whole soul. It's like Sonicare for the plaque that is on your soul.
Sonicare for the soul.
Yeah.
I think we just found a title for this episode. Outstanding. Bobby, what else you got, man?
One thing I wanted to ask, Sean, I noticed that a lot of your guitar riffs are comprised of drop D.
I actually play in a tuning that I've been playing in since I was in, the sixth grade, which is ages ago. I developed it myself. It's called Open Me Tuning. And I'm looking forward to talking about it right now. What would you like to know about it?
I just wanted to know if you played in that tuning because the robot plays a tempo too speedy for power chords.
You got a point there. It actually is. You're right. It's a lot easier just to bar and move. But there are...
Well, I mean, the robot's one heck of a rhythm section. I mean, your stuff seems a lot faster than your run-of-the-mill hardcore punk band. What's the average BPM on a standard Tartar Control song?
On our first album, the average was about 150. I think the average for this new album...
We're faster now.
We're faster. It's more like 160 now.
It's fast, man.
What's the tuning on it? Like top string down?
Open knee tuning?
Yeah.
I only call it that because I... tune it like that. It's basically dad-gad, but it's not the drop. It's a full open thing. You can use it for blues. You just gotta, you know, like if you have a slide on and you need to...
You're pretty much riding out D there. Cool, I got you. Okay, cool, man. I like that, man. Drop me. It's an alternation of the drop D.
The thing about that particular tuning is that going between major, minor, going between sevenths, going between ninths, it's all different handwork than you do in standard tuning. I don't know if it's easier per se, but in terms of how I deal with the speed of the songs, there's a lot more sympathetic vibrations between the strings because they're tuned to each other. And as a result, the chords tend to ring out louder and sound like big triumphant power chords because all the strings are tuned to the same.
It's
the same
much frequency. More angelic. It brings it all together. You guys, you know, being friends since your very early infancy youth, 5 years old, I believe you guys were friends together. You guys grew up in the church, and you were well-regarded for your vocal prowess and your tone and your... Can we get you guys to do a little a cappella stuff on our way out of here?
Oh, guys, what do you think?
You want to? Robot, do you want to help?
Okay, I guess he's not participating then.
You want to try to harmonize?
Here's the thing. I'll go low. Okay.
Sorry.
That's awesome, man. I can see why you guys are well-regarded, man. The way that it comes together, it's like honey and molasses.
Those are things you often put together.
If you're baking a cake.
Honey and molasses cake. Very sweet.
I can't have any. I'm diabetic.
This comes out on Friday. Is there any way that we can maybe premiere a song?
Well, no. Isn't it Monday?
This episode.
Of course, of course.
Comes out Friday. What are we going to play to highlight the Tardic Control band?
You want to hear the opening hymn, guys?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, if you want some close harmony singing, this is it.
Two sons of Joseph Smith, traveling across the land, with a robot made by Mexicans, they offer the Lord's hand. Through the boroughs of South Central, Renshaw and MLK, they convert the will of the needy in the most condescending way. And when these angels visit, you remember God has sent them here to say, we forgive you.
Not me, though. Y'all can suck it.
And that is Robot's contribution.
That is awesome, man. I really enjoyed talking with you guys, man. What about shows coming up in conjunction with the new record coming out? Do you got anything local in the LA area as well? Anything beyond?
Coincidentally, our next show is going to be April 11th. We are playing, oddly enough, this is going to be a huge show, but I'm going to tell you, and you're not going to think it is. It's for a 10-year-old boy named The Creep, who is a part of one of these punk rock families, and they live in Las Vegas. There's going to be a huge show at a place called OMD. It's an all-ages venue in Las Vegas.
With the Radioactive Chicken Heads.
And a band called Haunted Garage.
That's right.
And a lot of some other local friends. And then we're going to be having our CD release party on April 25th at the Doll Hut in Anaheim. And then other notable shows we're going to be at Punk Rock Bowling this year. We're playing May 25th and the Monday, the last Monday of the festival, and we're opening for punk rock karaoke.
Outstanding, man. Maybe you can get Robot to be a part of the karaoke there.
Well, I guess we
can.
You don't need to insult him. Really? He's saying you could be a lead singer.
Robot, it's funny that you're offended by me. I'm such a technologically advanced guy that I would think that you and I could communicate better.
Yeah.
What? Yes, he is still talking. He just asked you a question.
What are you still talking?
Oh, come
really?
On.
Are yes, you,
I'm very sorry.
It's all right. It's okay.
I'm sorry. It was better when you...
We're all excited to see what 3.0 brings to Robot.
Hey, Bob, what were you talking about? Like a dog sniffs you and they could tell if you're a decent human being? That's what you're saying? Like the robot instinctively pick up that you were technologically advanced or whatever it is?
Possibly. Maybe he feels threatened. It's quite, you know, whether they're alive or, you know, not or artificial. Sometimes people have a problem with me. It's okay. It's just the way that it is. I'm a nice guy.
I guess.
You have to defend yourself.
Yes.
You're keeping it really rude with what you're doing.
Yes.
Okay. As long as you're owning up to it, it's fine.
Now, is Robot always like this? Does he sense danger frequently and alert you guys whenever danger's near?
Alcohol frequently and then alerts us that he wants to go drink it.
He started sensing something that he's telling us is called twerking. I have never seen this, but anytime he senses it, he leaves and he's not back till morning.
There's a lot of good times that await him. If you guys can just hop in a van and make your way over here to Florida where I'm at, we have plenty of Four Loko, and I'm sure that Robot and I could eventually be fast friends.
You know, play a song.
No, we're not going to play a song. Are you done with this interview?
No.
He just offered you almost a place to stay in Florida where they apparently have all the dumb things you like, all the things that are horrible.
Come to Florida. We have all the things that are horrible.
All the dumb things that you like.
You can recharge in my garage. I have whatever power choice you need, 110 or 220. Come on in, recharge, do your thing.
Are you guys in Florida?
I'm in Florida. Bobby's up in New York City.
Wow, we're all over the country.
We are spread all over the place. I'm in Tampa Bay. Bobby's actually, I think, in Connecticut or some exit in New Jersey just outside the city.
Fairfield County, Connecticut.
And we are smack dab in the middle of South Central, in the box, as the police called it in the 50s.
Yep.
In the box? Explain that to me. All I know about South Central is what I've seen on, you know, the gang videos and whatnot.
oddly enough, there are still remnants of that because no one ever cleaned it up. But it Charming. Is a lot safer here now. The neighborhood is actually a lot safer. But the reason why they called it the box during the 50s into the 70s, I believe, the box indicates an area between the 110, the 10 freeway, the 105, and the 405. It creates a box, and that is where the police would relocate all of their problem people who they couldn't keep in jail.
That's what happened, and there you go. And then that's where all the problems started, right?
And we've become the solution. Yep.
Or part of the problem.
I wouldn't say problem. Depends on your perspective.
Absolutely. It's all about perspectives. Guys, it's been great talking to you, man. I really enjoyed it, man. Good luck with the record. And if you do make your way over to Florida, I will absolutely find a place for you to stay and a show probably as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you guys for having us. We really appreciate your time.
We appreciate your time as well, man. Bobby, anything else for you on your end?
No, I'm just looking forward to the record and can't wait to hear it. I'm sure I'm going to be laughing hysterically. I'm glad that you guys exist. It's fucking great.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having it. Good night.
Adios.
Later, robot.
Bye, robot.
That's brand new, unreleased stuff from Tartar Control from their upcoming record, which will be out this coming Monday. Make sure you check it out. It's definitely worth some listening time in your car CD deck or on your iPod. Fucking awesome, dude. Love that band.
Yeah, dude, I love them too, man. They're great. They're awesome. They're funny.
Even if Robot doesn't like me, it's just one of those things.
Dude, I can't believe Bill Manspeaker didn't show up to their gig.
There's got to be a story behind that one that we just don't know. But yeah, you'd think he would show up. That's an interesting story.
Yeah, that is.
Speaking of Bill Manspeaker, he did make his $5,000 plus a couple extra. So good luck to the Manspeaker family. And that's the punk rock community coming through, Bobby. How about that?
That's just one more example of crowdfunding like we were talking about earlier.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Bob. Let's. You know what? Before this week's show, I want to talk about some leftover news that we got going on that I think is pretty important that people should know about. And I'm just going to hit it quick. First of all, there are two albums that I should definitely mention that are being streamed in their entirety on DyingScene.com. One of them is Agnostic Front, streaming their new record, The American Dream Died, and Strung Out, the California punk veterans, are streaming their new album, Transmission Alpha Delta. Bob, I got a chance to listen to some of this earlier, and both records are awesome, man.
So. I've heard them both myself, Bobby, and we've played them on this here very show. Make sure that you check out our back catalog. It is available. You can go find it from our Podomatic site, or just to make it easy, go to DyingSceneRadio.com.
Absolutely, Bob. Bob, what about the New York hardcore veterans H2O?
I'm aware of their existence.
Yeah, they're a good band. They're pretty, you know.
Toby Morris.
Absolutely, Toby Morris. They're getting closer to completing work on their upcoming sixth studio album. They posted image on their Instagram page of the drummer Todd Friend with the caption that read, March 23rd, 2015, drums for 13 new H2O songs completed by Todd. Next up, bass. So apparently all the drumming tracks have been put down.
That's step one, buddy. Once the drum tracks are down, let's bring on the bass player. Mr. Bass player, come over here and put the bottom on top.
Yeah, so we're going to be getting our grubby little hands on that pretty soon. One more thing in related news is H2O and the Misfits and Snapcase and more will be playing This Is Hardcore, which is an awesome, crazy hardcore fest in Philly.
Yeah, and, Biohazard, The Exploited, Cro-Mags, Chokehold. I was looking at the list of bands that are playing on this, man, and that's in Philly, you say? When is that?
When is You should come up for that one, Bob. We should go to that. It's July 23rd to 26th at Union Transfer in the Electric Factory in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Tickets for a three-day festival will go on sale today, Bob, Friday, the day that this podcast comes out. And if you're listening to it after that, it's already on sale.
Looking at those dates, I think Pigpen is booked somewhere in there. I don't know if I can make it to Philly then.
Oh, man, that sucks. But you know what? They got plenty of festivals down there. For instance, didn't they just announce Fest 14 or like that?
Yeah, Fest 14 this year happens every year. They've announced the dates. I know it's the 30th, the 31st, and the 1st of, well, I'm talking October into November. It's always over the Halloween weekend, Bobby. You know, whenever Halloween is.
And there's one in, like, Gainesville, too, right? There's, like, one in Ybor, and there's one in Gainesville or something.
So here's how it all plays out. The big fest itself is in Gainesville. However, they've made Tampa a long time a pre-fest tour stop. So, and it's usually, like the Wednesday, Thursday, you know, the oddball shows originated, you know, the bands were coming into town for the big festival. They all needed a gig, so they would just all come and line up in Tampa, which is, you know, I guess the next biggest city next to Gainesville. It was an easy stop. So it became a tradition. Now the pre-fest happens 8 minutes from my house, just right down here in Ybor City.
You just should come one exit away.
You should come down here for that, man. It's good times.
Maybe I will.
You say
definitely going to be checking out the fest this summer. I think it's been a successful show, Bob. What do you say?
I think it's another one in the can coming up right here. I want to make sure if you want to get any kind of information to us, the way that you can contact us is through the email. I'm Bob Noxious at DyingScene.com. My buddy over there, Bobby, you can reach him at the same Dying Scene email address. Just put Bobby Pickles in front of it. And how about the old Twitter, Bobby?
The Bobby Pickles.
And I'm at Bob Noxious. So we say goodbye, Bobby. It's episode 11, and we'll be back next week, just like we are every week. Every Friday, you'll find us at 9 p.m. Live on realpunkradio.com, as well as Dying Scene. Make sure you check that out.
Absolutely, Bob. And maybe next week we'll be talking to some lively gentlemen, just like this week's. I mean, that was one for the books, man. That was a gem, you know? Diamond in the rough, in my opinion, Bob. You find it, shine it up, and you have fun, and you laugh at jokes about murder and sodomy and, you know, the size of God's member.
Shine on, you crazy diamond.
Would you ever get into, like, a comedy troupe?
I've done stand-up comedy.
Yeah, how did that go for you?
I found out that I'm not very funny.
What do you mean?
I'm not a very good comedian, Bobby. People don't get my humor.
Don't you know that everybody's bad comedian at first? The thing is, you get up there and you bomb. And then you say one thing that's funny, and that next time you know that you can say that again. It's a slow process. It's something that you have to constantly keep doing every single day. You have to do it. Then eventually you're going to get good.
It's a very self-depreciating hobby at best. I'll say that. As long as you can laugh at yourself, you can be a comedian, and therefore I can make yuck-yuck jokes all day long.
But you know what you do well at is spitting game and releasing new music and talking to bands and stuff like that and fuck, playing in Pigpen, and you do a lot of different stuff too. So, but I think that you could do the stand-up comedy thing if you really, really gave it a go. You got to get crazy with it. You got to get crazy with it, SA. You got to get loco.
Let me add that to my slate of things to do. So like I said, this track right here, this is called Clean Slate from a band called False Cause. Check it out right here. It's Dying Scene Radio. We'll see you next week. I'm Bob Noxious.
I'm Bobby Pickles. Adios.
This is our robot robot.
Hello.
Our band is named Tartar Control, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Y'all can suck it. Dying.